The EAA's AirVenture Cup Race flies again this year. The states of Florida and Missouri move to limit drones. And the FAA amends special issuance medical certificates. This is Aero News for Monday, Tax Day, April 15th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The EAA AirVenture Cup Race will continue racing in 2013 with the full support and involvement of EAA. Race volunteers and EAA Chairman Jack Pelton met earlier this year to coordinate details of the race and establish guidelines for the EAA event. Race officials are still determining the course for this year's event, but plan to hold the race on Sunday, July 28th, in advance of EAA's AirVenture, as they've done for the past 16 years. Race officials say they have their work cut out for them, given the need for sponsorships and the short amount of time they have until race day. 2013 marks the race's 16th year, with past flying courses that ranged anywhere from 400 to 750 miles cross-country toward Oshkosh, Wisconsin, in advance of EAA's AirVenture. In 2012, the race started in Mitchell, South Dakota, with more than 50 aircraft participating. The Florida Senate and Missouri House of Representatives have each passed legislation to limit the use of unmanned aircraft in their respective states. In Florida, a bill sponsored by Republican Senator Joe Negron to limit the use of UAVs by law enforcement agencies passed on a unanimous 39-0 vote. His bill would limit the use of the aircraft to preventing imminent danger to life or serious damage to property. Fox News reports that the bill would also require police to obtain a search warrant before a UAV could be used to collect evidence. It makes an exemption for situations that constitute a credible threat of terrorist attack. In Missouri, the Preserving Freedom from Unwanted Surveillance Act limits drone use while also banning the use of manned aircraft from conducting some types of surveillance without a warrant. The bill would prohibit, quote, any person, entity, or state agency from using a manned aircraft, drone, or unmanned aircraft to gather evidence or other information relating to criminal conduct or a violation of a statute or regulation, except to the extent authorized in a warrant. A person, entity, or state agency is prohibited from using a manned aircraft, drone, or unmanned aircraft to conduct surveillance or observation under the doctrine of open fields of an individual, property owned by an individual, farm, or agricultural industry without the consent of the individual, property owner, farm, or agricultural industry, end quote. Missouri Representative Casey Guernsey sponsored the bill in response to the use of small UAVs by the U.S. EPA Department to look for clean water violations on farms in Nebraska and Iowa. The federal air surgeon this week has added several common diagnoses to the list of conditions that do not require a special issuance and review before issuing a medical certificate. The new program is called, quote, Conditions the AME Can Issue, end quote. It allows pilots with certain conditions to be issued a medical certificate without a special issuance authorization from the FAA. The list of conditions includes arthritis, asthma, glaucoma, hepatitis C, hypertension, hypothyroidism, migraine and chronic headaches, certain pre-diabetes conditions, and renal cancer. An article posted by EAA on its Facebook page indicates that AMEs will still require certain documentation from pilots showing they have such conditions under control, but a special issuance can be made without sending those documents to the FAA. The medical certificate that is issued will be valid for the normal period, depending on the applicant's age and/or the class of the certificate. AOPA reports that the FAA also recently changed its policy towards certain heart conditions, reducing the recovery and stabilization period following a coronary artery stenting from 6 months to 3. Additional conditions are expected to be added to the list in the coming months. Well, saying that Boeing is now a part of the fabric of South Carolina, the company last Tuesday announced that it will invest $1 billion in its North Charleston manufacturing facility, which it expects to create some 2,000 additional jobs over the next 8 years. The announcement came at an aerospace manufacturing conference held in the state last week. South Carolina officials said they will provide $120 million in incentives to the plane maker for upfront expansion cost. The Associated Press reports that in a statement released by company spokeswoman Candy Esslinger, Boeing said the move reflects, quote, an unprecedented demand for commercial airplanes, including a forecast of another 34,000 airplanes required over the next 20 years, end quote. The plant currently rolls out one Dreamliner per month off its assembly line and is ramping up for a rate of two per month in the next 6 weeks. The plant also fabricates mid- and aft-body fuselage sections for airplanes to be assembled both in South Carolina and Everett, Washington. The police departments of the cities of Costa Mesa and Newport Beach, California, have formally dissolved their agreement to jointly provide police helicopter patrols for the two cities. The Airborne Law Enforcement, or ABLE, board took the action at its final meeting last Thursday. The ABLE helicopters were assigned to patrol the airspace over both cities, providing support to officers on the ground. The Eagles, as they were called, had been grounded since June 2011, after the Costa Mesa City Council cut the funding for the program, citing its cost, according to the Orange County, California Daily Pilot. The board had continued to meet while the accounts of the program were settled, the three aircraft were sold, and a decision was made about how to dispense with 5,000 gallons of unused fuel. Following an audit, each city received about $2.5 million from funds still in the program's account. While the ABLE program is officially done, the two cities currently partner with nearby Huntington Beach for aerial support. When Aero News continues, keeping your cool this summer, another major air show is canceled, and please return your electronic devices to their stowed and locked position.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for April 15th. It's tax day. I'm Glenn Moyer. Air conditioning in an LSA? Well, it's possible with a lightweight air conditioning system designed by Air Management Technologies specifically for the growing LSA market. Fly Cool is an innovative air conditioning system developed by Air Management Technology Incorporated in Denver, Colorado. It's an all-electric system with 9,500 BTU-hour capacity, equivalent to a mid-size sedan. Using a ground power cart, the system can pre-cool an aircraft while the pilot is doing the walk-around. The AC runs from either a 70-amp alternator, specially designed to integrate well with the 912 Rotax engine, or from a 28-volt DC ground power source. It weighs only 20 pounds when installed. Scott Severin, light sport professional with U.S. Aviation of Denton, Texas, says, quote, we are seeing a 20-degree drop in 6 minutes on a 100-degree day, end quote. The installation is in response to hot weather flying all over the southern United States. NAS Jacksonville officials said Thursday that it has canceled its annual air show slated for the base in October of this year. Base commander Captain Bob Sanders said that the loss of the Blue Angels as the headline act was the catalyst for the decision to cancel the show, which has been held in Jacksonville for more than 60 years. The decision comes 2 days after the Navy officially canceled the entire schedule for the Blue Angels for 2013, according to television station WJXT. The Florida Times-Union reports that the base normally awarded some $450,000 in contracts to local businesses to support the show, which does not account for earnings by private food vendors and others who participated. The show normally drew some 200,000 people to the base over a weekend. It alternates between NAS Jacksonville and Jacksonville Beach near Mayport Naval Station. NAS Jacksonville was the original home of the Blue Angels. They first performed there in June of 1946, flying F-6F Hellcats, according to the unit's official history. A presentation made by German researcher Hugo Tesso at a conference known as Hack in the Box in Amsterdam has sent a bit of a chill up the spine of some in aviation security circles. Tesso says that he has developed an app for his Android phone that would allow him to send false data to an airliner through unsecured ADS-B hardware or the airplane's ACARS, that's its Aircraft Communications Addressing and Reporting System, which is also an unencrypted system. Tesso said he was able in laboratory conditions to take control of an airplane's autopilot through the ACARS system and program it to intercept another airplane. Tesso claims that his app, which he calls Planesploit, which is not available publicly, and the code which he developed called Simon, could allow users to change a plane's course, make lights flash in the cockpit, or even cause the plane to crash, according to a report appearing in UK newspaper The Independent Online. He told Forbes that the app could modify, quote, approximately everything related to the navigation of the airplane. That includes a lot of nasty things, end quote. The FAA is aware of these security holes and is reportedly working to make the system safer from cyber attacks. And this news comes just as we were finally making progress on opening up the use of electronic devices on airlines. Thank you so much, Mr. Tesso. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.